Achilles, fast in battle as a lion, groaned and said, "Why tell you what you know? We sailed out raiding, and we took by storm that ancient town of the Aetaean called Thebe, plundered the place, brought slaves and spoils away. At the division, later, they chose a young girl, Chryseis, for the king. Then Chryses, priest of the archer god Apollo, came to the beachhead we Achaeans hold, bringing no end of ransom for his daughter. He had the god's white bands on a golden staff and sued for grace from the army of Achaea, mostly the two Atreidae, corps commanders. All of our soldiers murmured in assent, 'Behave well to the priest and take the ransom.' But Agamemnon would not. It went against his desire, and brutally he ordered the man away. So the old man withdrew in grief and anger. Apollo cared for him, he heard his prayer, and let black bolts of plague fly on the Argives. One by one our men came down with it, and died hard as the gods' shots raked the army broadside. But our priest divined the cause and told us what the god meant by plague. I said, 'Appease the god.' But Agamemnon could not contain his rage. He threatened me. And what he threatened is now done. One girl, the Achaeans, are embarking now for Chryse Beach with gifts for Lord Apollo. The other, just now, from my hut, the criers came and took her, Briseis's girl, my prize, given by the army. If you can, stand by me. Go to Olympus, pray to Zeus, if ever by word or deed you served him, and so you did. I often heard you tell it in father's house, that time when you alone, of all the gods, shielded the son of Cronus from peril and disgrace, when other gods, Pallas Athena, Hera, and Poseidon, wished him in irons, wished to keep him bound, you had the will to free him of that bondage, and called up to Olympus in all haste Aegeon, whom the gods called Briareus, the giant with 100 arms, more powerful than the sea god, his father. Down he sat by the son of Cronus, glorying in that place. For fear of him the blissful gods forbore to manacle Zeus. Remind him of these things. Cling to his knees and tell him your good pleasure if he will take the Trojan side and roll the Achaeans back to the water's edge, back on the ships with slaughter. All the troops may savor what their king has won for them, and he may know his madness, what he lost when he dishonored me, peerless among Achaeans.